Now, our date to tape today is the August the 28th, 1996. Brent's going to read a letter from Ray Rennick.
He's not yet. I have some discussions to make before we go into this meeting. I'm sorry that David isn't here yet because I want him to hear everything that I have to say. Because the time is here that we're going to make our own selves, our own presence known. And some of you will be still wondering what hit you on the weekend and subsequently. And there's some things that I need to talk about. And number one, in filling time until David gets here, because my intent, my full intent, is to turn this podium over to him and let Dorma listen. For you who are guests here for the first time, this is not some entertainment show. We don't have a group as such. This is where we work. Dorma is simply my translator. And that will become more and more apparent as we move along. We had one of your first special emissaries sent here on the weekend to talk with you. Spent 7 years with we Aetherian immortals in the Himalayas. He is not going to ever tell you what he can or cannot do, because he can do it all. It was important to make that particular connection so that Dorma got her confirmation right down the line of what the hell is going on. It's very hard to live in this weird world for all of you. It is incredibly difficult for her. And so these confirmations had to be intermeshed. I call him Teddy for all reasons of my own. A lot of the things that we have to do are going to be done with the hub in Greece. I'm not going to quarrel with anybody or their opinions. If you have facts to show me, I can be overridden, but I don't think you're going to be able to do it on my topic. I not only come from the host of God on Sunday, when Norio Hayakawa is here, I want to talk about Area 51. I want to talk about aliens. I'm going to talk about clones and ETs. And I'm going to tell you about the galactic central sun. Or maybe Nora would like to get up and espouse on that, because she got a lesson to end them all. Out of the galaxies that have orb around the galactic central sun are basically in our control or command. We come as hosts, as friendly beings, but your world is in a mess, and it's getting worse. To the extent that Earth planet is being held to keep it from just swinging around. And it has to do, yes indeed, with aliens. There is not one of your leaders that I personally have not met with. And they're going to push right to the wire, ladies and gentlemen. Right to the wire. There are the insane minds that will absolutely destroy this planet before they allow freedom and God to return to your place. Well, God has a bigger plan, and we'll get into it. But this is not the day to do it. Ray Rennick is sitting in prison, and they tamper with his mind. And all of you who went to that courthouse on Monday realize they're tampering with all of you to the point that most of you are going to become sick if you go into those places. And yet I don't know how you're going to stay out of those places. But Ray has petitioned to have some information read, and this letter is 180 degrees different than his recent writings have been. Then there's some things we need to clear up, and then if we have time, Rick would play the tape from Ammerman that he made this morning. My request is to change that telephone line every day with something new. There's something new every day. I want people to begin to call that line because there's going to be instant information. You people are in serious, serious trouble. And when the alien craft do show up, there will be 3 days of darkness because we're going to put a mothership between you and your son. First of all, they, your nice adversarial brotherhood here, your world leaders are going to turn off the power. And you are not going to have anything. Nothing is going to work. There's some interesting things going to happen, and they're going to happen soon. Now, the speculation is that sometime between the next 3 to 5 months, and others who know this information and have talked with the people making these projections, I'm not arguing with them. Our purpose here is not to go off into revelation. There ain't no revelation. Is there a fulfillment of prophecies? Yes, indeed. Right directly according to plan. So don't get all hyped up on, well, God said. No, God didn't. If anything, God has said you can change it anytime you want to, bad enough. But I believe the speculation from somebody who's been extremely accurate in his projections estimate the San Andreas fault will go at something like 14 points within the next 3 to 5 months. And I'm just passing it on. What are my speculation? I don't know why it's lasted as long as it has. But you can bet your bottom petunia that if we turn loose of the stabilizing beam forces, magnetic forces on your planet, you are going to just wallow. And we can't afford to allow that to happen in the cosmic order. Because if you start to wobble enough, you're going to blow apart. And when you blow apart, you affect everything in your orbiting system. Everything. And I've told you before, that will not be allowed to happen. You've ruined every other planet in this orbiting system. You have another one moving into your system. And that one will eventually be called Apollo. And a space is going to have to be made for that one to enter into your orbiting system on the outer edges. If you go nuts and somebody starts blowing things up with their laser beams or their particle beams and their weaponry, you see, you have beam systems now that keep, oh, it leaked. It has now leaked out that a missile hit that plane. And it leaked out from who? The FBI or someone? Come on, people. Of course it was blown out. The military planes are being brought down all the time. This is a serious time. And I'm beginning to get my hackles up, and one reason I sound irritated is because I'm irritated. I am really sick of these snot-nosed evangelists, for instance, writing about us being a part of the CIA. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. But the reason that I want this read from Ray is I want it on the record, please, and then please give it to Ray Bilger, and we'll talk about it later because I want Ray to begin to pick up some communication with Ray Rennick.
Commander?
Yes.
I believe David Icke has arrived. Should be in shortly. pardon me?
Yes.
Okay, this is a letter from Ray Rennick, dated August 22, 1996, to Commander and crew. Dear Commander and crew, connections, connections, connections. Many times you have written about Santa Barbara Savings, RTC, Eckers, Non-Sale, Shea Gould, Solomon Brothers, etc., etc., etc. Here is another connection. Law firm of Pillsbury, Madison, and Sutro of San Francisco. Number one, Pillsbury, Madison, and Sutro were originally appointed as investigators of the Clintons and the Whitewater scam in Arkansas. This information directly comes from the grandson of one of the partners. Also see Defrauding America about real estate fraud by Rodney Stitch and about the murder of attorney Dexter Jacobson in San Francisco.
Let me interrupt. Regarding Rodney Stitch, did anybody pick it up? One of the fathers of one of the children killed on that Flight 800 had been hearing from Rodney Stitch. And he really gave Rodney Stitch a plug and a half, man. Let's be sure we do the same thing in the paper. Go ahead.
Also see Defrauding America about real estate fraud by Rodney Stitch, about the murder of attorney Dexter Jacobson in San Francisco connected to these frauds and scams. As you know, the biggest criminals are appointed to investigate their own crimes. Number two, Sutro, Judge Sutro, and Sutro and Company, a financial analyst in the Santa Barbara SNL corruption scam and Eckers case, and that's from Ray Bilger's article of July 23, 1996, in Contact. Number three, and of course, Madison Guarantee SNL, and see the story Fire from the Sky from the August 13th Contact. Connected to, hang on to your hat, Household Bank, BCCI, Banco Nacional, Del Lavaro, the Vatican, laundering drug money out of Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, the Shah of Iran. See the SLO connection to Iran by Ray Rennick. And that also ran in the paper. CIA Operation Zapata out of San Luis Obispo and Ventura. See also Gary Ween's There's a Fish in the Courthouse, chapters 31, 34, and 44. Or contacts August 22nd, page 20. And Clark, Himovitz, and Schlesinger out of San Luis Obispo. And also connected to Nugan Hand Bank, laundering money out of Golden Triangle in the Southeast Asia, with General Kun Saw, Richard Armitage, Santos Traficante, Ted Shackley, Eric von Marbod, George Bush. See A Nation Betrayed and Called to Serve by Beau Greitz. Crimes of Patriots by Jonathan Quitney. And a book by Peter Dale Scott. Woo! And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
David?
A thorough investigation of this bag of worms called Pillsbury, Madison, and Sutro will show more connections to real estate theft and drug trafficking and money laundering. Again, see contacts Gary Ween, Rodney Stitch, and Ray Rennick's articles. And don't forget the California Judges Association, which includes judges who are not William P. Clark, Sutro, Jaime Blitzberg, a.k.a. Stephen J. Stone. Does anyone know if he is related to Oliver Stone? Who are connected to murders of the Kennedys, all the way to Nicole Simpson and hundreds in between, which includes the KAL-007 passengers, Congressman Larry McDonald, Vicky Morgan, etc. The Phoenix Journals are an excellent source of information on all these subjects. Remember Thomas Pynchon's definition of paranoia. Paranoia is the leading edge of awareness that everything is connected. Keep the light on, signed Ray Rennick. P.S. Much of my mail is lost. However, contact usually comes in 3 days. Please put...
That's because there was an issue made of it.
Please put small blurb in paper to acknowledge receipt. Letters that I do receive often take 2 or 3 weeks to reach me. I would like to file a lawsuit, but how can I if they won't let me use the Xerox and they steal our mail?
EJ.
You may as well get it over with. This is my secretary, translator. I am an alien. Let's just get it right out there in front.
So am I.
We were trying to get a little bit of business taken care of before you, while we waited for you to arrive. I think this is as important a meeting as these people are going to have since a week ago weekend. I want to share with David right now that we know and appreciate his work. I know and appreciate his work. Most have not been able to be exposed to it. You had someone here. I started to tell you, and everybody wanted to know, who are these people? Obviously, you know, Little Crow. But you didn't know Teddy, did you? And isn't he a surprise? I'm going to tell you something that will interest you more. When people say you can't work for God and have a past, I want to tell you something. You most certainly will have a past if you work for God. Who's going to teach you, and how are you going to learn what needs to be learned? This man is Greek, and you won't ever know how old he is. You will never know how old he is. That man can stand on his head and meditate without his hands down. That means supporting every ounce of his weight on his neck. And that may look kind of funny and silly, but let me tell you who this man is. This man went by the code name Black Hawk during those World War II years with the Nazis. That man has blown up silently, secretly, entire islands. He is an interesting person, to say the least. But where he got really interesting was his trek through and his stay and teachings with my people called the Immortals, who come and go from your place at will and are back to make sure that everything that can be done that man is willing to do and utilize will be provided. And you are going to have to hear the knock, and you're going to have to recognize the paperwork. And then you're going to have to get out there and do it. Although, we have sent this one to make sure the hub is ready for the spokes. To make sure the contacts are made in various and sundry places like Hong Kong, London, and Greece. This man was called Black Hawk as a code name. He will live up to anything that you can possibly imagine. You think the Mossad are trained, the KGB are trained, CIA is sick. You think police force and intelligence agents are trained? Forget it. He trained them. He trained the Mossad. And now I guess he's working out some karmic problems. We've offered you the validity you need on these contracts. I want every bit of that gone over with David. We need to bring that public, every bit of that public. And I'm going on this record right now to tell you that all sorts of shenanigans are going on. We've had our first offer of $250 million if we'll make that thing go away. Oh, I don't think so. It ain't going anywhere. Except to more people. That's just fodder. Keep sending us these offers, sir, because every time you send us another one from the Treasury Department and the feds, we just send it out to another country or two. And let me suggest that in the case of US&P, Dr. Okilo has very graciously accepted his copies. So let's see what he does. This is real. This is the only game in town. The Treasury of the United States of America cannot go bankrupt. They will tell you it has. Bad. Lie. The feds think they have the control because they have refused to take any more U.S. debt. How can you do that? When you set up and usurp the very position of Congress in the United States government and start passing out worthless trash and calling it money, you have assumed the debt of that nation. Well, Japan has a great big play in this role too. And they don't really want the U.S. to go bankrupt because they bought an awful lot of your worthless paper. So we can get rid of the United States and Japan, it is said, by just pulling out, collapsing everything. Oh, no, you can't do that. There is that certificate that your own government proved up on and made available. They built it. They created something out of zero from Peru. And they say they're going to start arresting anybody next July, still dinking around with that thing. Then I suggest we get it all done before next July. How about it? I don't see any point in fiddling around anyway. But that 48.8% of that value was willed, gifted to the United States citizens, we the people. And that is so much money that it will pay off your national debt. It will pay off the national debt of every nation on the globe. Now, when they start saying, look how hard we tried, there's nothing we can do, there is no asset left. Oh, yes, there is. And all you've got to do then is go collect it from the banks that stole it from you. And we've even laid that pathway out before you. We have made our claims already for this little local bunch, all the way to the World Bank. This is being worked on by the highest level in South Africa, Japan, China, you name it. And later this afternoon, we'll go after Lloyd's of London. We're even suggesting Mr. Turner, as of Ted Turner, CNN fame, who has gone on the air suggesting, please, all of you moguls with money, you must start giving back some of that money. Oh, there's plenty of money, Mr. Turner, in exchange just for a little bit of truth on just one of those networks. Now, the seriousness of the state of your nation is that there are something like 3 million foreign troops of the Russian variety in the United States at this moment. And I had hoped that we would have time to play that little piece of tape from Ammerman, because I think this is going to be a resource that David would like to use also at some point. There is an incredible amount of information, truthful information out there. Some of it comes in fuzzy. And so before we go further, when we talk about fuzzy, Rick is sitting with a piece of paper that just tells the world, you know, that we have received and we've said we received from the fifth column and all this garbage. We do not receive from the fifth column any more than anybody else does listening to a program or a tape or seeing something written by, quote, the fifth column. And what they quote is something from Grandma that said, contact hears from the fifth column. That did not come from contact. That came from Grandma. We know what fifth column is doing. Ah, but guess what they say now? The fifth column's partially owned by the CIA because we are owned by the CIA. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think the CIA even wants that out there. I certainly do not belong to anything that begins with C except Central Sun. And that's too hot for the CIA. I'm sorry that it is weekday because we could have gotten you a far larger audience. But you needed to become acquainted, quite frankly, David, with me. And if you will forgive me for cutting out on you, I would like Dorma to be able to experience this. We've had a long haul of it this week. We were into court, just about blew out that poor judge. And for all of you who think Rick lost in court, forget it. The rest of us had champagne while he licked his wounds. That judge got them into such hot water and himself into such hot water that all we can do is truly toast to their health. Because it's going to be a bad day. If he rules to accept the summary judgment, Rick can oh, my God, straight to the Supreme Court in appeal because he did it wrong. He didn't even allow the man to read his paper. Rick didn't even get to the points. And the minute he started getting to the points, the judge began to shut him down. And this judge is retiring. But just as all of you were shaken in that hall, that building was so pulsed. That was also going against that judge, and he was having a very bad day, regardless of how he looked. And it's not easy to have somebody like our Greek friend sitting there. He could have dissolved the man on the bench, and the man knew it. And he already knows he owes Dorma. He threatened to put her in prison, remember, all of you? He's got to face this. And yeah, she was sick enough that she was in and out of the courtroom more than any of the customers. Things are happening. And David's got it right. And with that note, this person is from Great Britain. And it's wonderful to be able to compare some of the writers over here with his work, and then let's integrate it. And we can put it out a little bit further, whatever he would like to write or share with us, we can push it out a little bit further. We don't have many subscription numbers, you know. It remains pretty low, but I can guarantee you the best audience in the world. And they don't know what to do with it. They know we're here. And you will also notice they no longer touch my people. But it gets hot and interesting every now and then. So if you will excuse me, would you please introduce yourself or let Rick, and we'll just give you the floor.
Okay.
You do have to remember that these are human beings, and they have to have cookies and ice cream at a reason every 2-hour feeding. The grapes I recommend, they're from the raisin fields. Just as they're ready, they're at their prime right now to pick for the raisin crop. And so enjoy them. And I will release her. Thank you.